Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Sadly, our first story deals with exactly this. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing?
Good morning. Very well, thank you. I suppose breathing similar air.
Yeah.
Certainly argue.
Yeah, unfortunately.
As a white middle-class Londoner, I have not experienced any obvious racism myself, but that doesn't mean it's not there. And indeed, I have friends who have absolutely said it's there, and they've experienced it, and in many cases, put up with it, which is the worst aspect, I suppose, isn't it? Putting up with something that is just so wrong. And apart from everything else, illegal.
But yes.
This business in Minnesota, I mean, the fatal shooting of Dante Wright, which now police are saying was an accident. That the police officer who was tried to draw their taser, drew their gun instead and shot him. The police officer being named as a woman called Kim Potter with all sorts of experience, you know, an experienced police officer, et cetera, et cetera. There have been protests. A curfew has been ignored for two nights running. There are tensions already anyway, because, of course, we're now into week three of the George Floyd trial. If you put it all together, this isn't necessarily a racist shooting, but it just looks so bad. And of course, that's half the point at any rate, isn't it?
It is.
And crowds are certainly unhappy that it feels racist. It feels like another police department essentially ganging up on people because of the color of their skin.
I think I agree with you. Maybe it wasn't a racist shooting, but I think we need to be honest about the fact that generally white drivers don't have to, they're not instructed to step out of the vehicle for a minor traffic infraction. There's a conversation at a window and it's like, all right, go on.
Well, it doesn't, maybe it doesn't happen as much. Maybe the numbers. I do know that my dad, though, was stopped in Texas and asked to pull over. And as he did so, the police officer walked up towards our car with hand on gun. He hadn't drawn it, but the hand was on his gun. And we're just sitting there as a family of four in the middle of Texas in the car going on holiday. I mean,
yeah,
really?
No, very.
The trouble is that on the one hand, of course, yeah, we're hinting at racism here. We're worrying about racism here. But also the other hand is the thing that we can bang on about all we like, which is that why do police officers routinely have guns anyway? I mean, clearly wasn't needed in this instance. Most of the time, it's not. Why are they trying to draw weapons all the time? There are other ways of policing. Surely we can learn that from each other.
Well, I wish we could learn it from the UK, where the bobbies don't carry guns, you know, for example. And also, this is where defund the police makes sense in terms of saying most of the reasons that you guys are being called out are social, like, you know, intervene in a social way. But anyway. I was actually curious about this. This is the Colour Festival, how the COVID regulations will actually be looked out for.
Yes, we have a much smaller version of the Colour Festival. I suppose I should say we did, because we haven't got it this year. We didn't have it last year. But yeah, a much smaller version. I think they usually do it in Hyde Park. And it's lovely. It's just great fun. And I can see why, given the religious overtones, it's more than that. It's terribly important and spiritual and moving. And the fact that several million Hindus have gathered at the Ganges River, absolutely, I understand that they want to take part in this religious festival. Full-on doesn't happen, I mean, in this sort of large scale, doesn't happen more than once every, I think it's 12 years. So it's something that you wait for, save up for. You perhaps only do it once in young adulthood, and then it's too late. Millions are flocking on exactly the same week, of course, that India has reported more than 100,000 daily coronavirus cases.
Jeepers.
168,000 new cases logged on Monday. 13 million cases in India so far. India is now only behind the United States in terms of infections, and its death rate is also going through the roof. And then you look at the crowds on the side of the River Ganges in Haridwar City and you think, oh boy, yeah,
it's
a problem.
It's going to be an explosion of cases.
You feel, yeah.
In reflection of their grandfather's life, it seems as though we're seeing unity from Princes Philip and William and Harry. Sorry.
The two princes, yeah, them, we know. Yeah, this is, of course, probably never going to make it into The Crown. I would imagine The Crown series 35 will have run out by then, but you never know. And it's very interesting because they did not stand side by side to issue their statements, and yet there is a side by side element because they are both grandchildren of the Duke of Edinburgh. And for a long while, they were guided by him in all sorts of ways. He was there walking with them behind the coffin of Princess Diana, remember? I was slightly poo-pooing Harry's original statement. It was so terse and brusque and cold. But that was the first one. The second one is altogether much nicer. And it's important that they, you know, remember their grandchildren first. Oh, and members of the royal family. And so Prince William describing his grandfather as an extraordinary man, a man of service, honour and great humour, and how I miss my grandpa, though I know he would tell us to get on with the job, and how he will also stand by the Queen, his grandmother. And from Harry, even better. And I think for anyone who's ever had a granddad that they much miss, how's this from Prince Harry? Like many who've lost a loved one, the pain of the past year, my grandpa, master of the barbecue, legend of banter, cheeky right till the end. That's nice, isn't
that's
it?
One really, indeed, that's sweet. Before I let you go, just a quick one. How was your pint in the snow? Your first since lockdown was lifted. I'm so happy for you.
Do you know what? I didn't do the pint in the end. I played a game of tennis and it was perishing cold, but it got better. But I'm not just doing a pint today. I'm doing a full-on restaurant lunch.
Yes, I love it.
In the cold.
Enjoy. I'm sure you're going to be great. Just bundle up. It's always a pleasure. Adam, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and enjoy that lunch.